With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump meeting with French President Macron at the White House. The two leaders conducting a joint news conference. China's leader has spoken with President of Russia as Western leaders meet on the third anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
A Chinese state broadcaster has reported that China's President Xi Jinping has held a phone call with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. President Xi reportedly said he was pleased with Moscow's efforts to hold a summit with the U.S. toward ending the war in Ukraine. The Kremlin said the Chinese side expressed support for the dialogue between Russia and the U.S. and said it is prepared to assist to peacefully resolve the conflict. Xi also reiterated China's stance, which includes a Friends of Peace group established last September with several other countries to promote efforts to end the war. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Also at SRNews.com, the U.S. has imposed numerous sanctions on dozens of people and oil tankers across China, the United Arab Emirates, India, and other jurisdictions for allegedly helping to finance Iran and its support for terrorist groups. Nationally known conservative commentator and former law enforcement officer has assumed a new role in the Trump administration.
Dan Bongino, a former Secret Service agent and conservative pundit, has been chosen to serve as FBI deputy director. President Trump announcing on social media, Bongino is a man of incredible love and passion for our country. Bongino would serve under Kash Patel, who was sworn in Friday as FBI director and has signaled his intent to reshape the bureau. Bongino was born in New York City and was an NYPD officer before joining the Secret Service. He then went on to work for Fox News before leaving to start his own show. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. America's pastors are concerned about persecuted Christians.
93% of Protestant clergymen say they've brought up the issue of our suffering brothers and sisters around the globe from the pulpit at least one time in the last year, according to a new poll from Lifeway Research. Over 85% of pastors say they've also led prayers for the persecuted and urged their congregation to continue praying on their own. About one-third of clergy have also handed out information about global persecution to their parishioners. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
German investigators say the suspect in a stabbing attack at Berlin's Holocaust Memorial that left a Spanish tourist seriously injured is a Syrian refugee who apparently wanted to kill Jews. The victim sustained life-threatening injuries, but is now out of danger. In a separate case, police in the neighboring state of Brandenburg have arrested an 18-year-old Russian national on suspicion of preparing an attack on the Israeli embassy. This is SRN News. The Alabama Supreme Court has cleared the way for the execution of a man whose innocence claimed is supported by a juror from his trial.
The court has authorized the execution of Robin Myers, who was convicted in the 1991 killing of his neighbor, Ludie Mae Tucker. A jury member at his 1994 trial is among those urging Governor Kay Ivey to consider clemency and leave Myers in prison for the rest of his life. The execution will be carried out by nitrogen gas at a date set later by the governor's office. Jason Walker reporting.
A terminally ill man who has spent over 30 years on death row in Louisiana for the killing of his stepson has died. Christopher Sepulveda was scheduled for execution on March 17th as part of the state's effort to resume executions using nitrogen gas. Sepulveda died at age 81 on Saturday. More details at SRNNews.com.